Joining me now, right now, however, with a report is my good friend, Annie Cyrus. Annie, welcome back to the broadcast. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me back.
Well, Annie, we're going to have to move quickly. You've got a very disturbing report. We talked about the fact that the Taliban handpicked many of the people that got on those could get into the airport there in Kabul, and then those that got onto the airplane, the Taliban handpicked a lot of them. No coincidence that many of them are wearing hijabs then. They are full-on Islamic. They're complying with Sharia, Islamic law, and many of them were military aged males. And now we find that these folks who've come to the U.S. unvetted, picked by the Taliban, what are they doing and where are they? Or do we know?
Oh, I'll have to get back to you on Nova. I have to circle back because nobody knows. As of right now, report says more than 700 Afghan refugees just up and go. They got up, left the base, the military bases they're housing. And not only we don't know where they are, funny enough, we don't know who they are because we don't even have their names.
How many?
And here's where it gets worse. More than 700.
So you got potentially more. We don't know because we don't know who they are. But we know some of them were handpicked by the Taliban to get on those planes and in the airport to get on those planes, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, and here's so we have potentially 700 jihadis roaming the country.
Oh, 700, more than 700 jihadis, pedophiles, and rapists. Let me tell you why. 300 disappeared from Fort Bliss, the very same base that a female soldier reported the gang rape in. 300 disappeared from there. And is there anyone out there who can guarantee that those five Afghan men who gang raped her didn't get out?
Let me look at the headline, Logan. Show this from our friend over at Jihad Watch, Robert Spencer. A giant can of worms. Afghans are walking off U.S. bases. No one knows where they are. That's over at jihadwatch.org. Okay, our friend Robert Spencer. I mean, even Reuters is reporting this, by the way. Annie?
Yes. Well, as of right now, not only every media is reporting it, but a confirmation came from the government that, yes, we don't know who they are, we don't know where they are, but, there's a huge but here. They will look into the paperwork and try to locate them.
They will look into the paperwork and try to locate them.
The question is, what paperwork?
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously, what paperwork? We all know they don't have paperworks. We don't even know their names. We don't know where they are. We don't know what the plan is. We don't know how many of them going to start either, as I said, raping our women and children. How many of them are going to snatch our little girls and turn them into child brides? How many of them are going to blow themselves up or go start driving their car into people?
And before people start freaking out, before people start freaking out over that, by the way, if they're handpicked, many of them, to come into the airport in Kabul and get on the airplane by the Taliban, then you would think they would pick the kind of people they want to send over here to create a problem, right? Secondly, we already have them doing horrible things before they even have left the base, including, I'm told, assaulting some of their own women of their, you know, that came over with them, right? Not to mention they're assaulting now our own people, but they're assaulting some of the women that came with them, right?
Exactly. Two of them are already indicted and charged with child sex abuse and strangling a wife, their own wife and children, their own kind. Now, I want to say this for anyone who thinks I might be paranoid here or, you know, overreacting or being biased. Please do remember, before those planes even arrived in America, UK reported that two of the ISIS members were arrested landing in UK trying to escape through these refugee rescue planes. Mm. So we already have evidence that, sorry, Al-Qaeda, not ISIS, my bad. We already know that they're sending their people into our countries. We already are aware of that. That's out there, evidence, Google it. No, don't Google it. But yes, it's out there. So yes, this isn't some, you know, poor refugee who really escaped to come here for a better life. If they did, why would they run from the base, Brennan? Why would they run and hide if they were here to become a citizen like me and learn the language and build a life? What's the reason for them to get up and leave the base?
And for those who don't know, Annie was born and raised in Iran. Sadly, she was sold at age 14 as a child bride. 14 or 13?
Well, I say 14 because it was very short. Technically, on birth certificate, it's still 13.
Sold as a child bride at 13. And of course, was thrown into Sharia jail several times and beaten in Iran for letting the hair come out from underneath her hijab, singing on the street, skipping, being caught in a cab with a male cab driver. All of this got her thrown into Sharia jail and beaten. She escaped, came to America, taught herself English, worked at McDonald's, I think, while you taught yourself English. And now today you're a TV producer, associate TV producer with WVW-TV, Lindell TV, and doing a lot of your own speaking and productions.
Yes, that's very true. And that's why I don't mean to brag, but I use myself as an example that if you're here for a better life, you do what I did, which is the right thing.
Well, you know,
I didn't run from.
Rush Limbaugh should say, if it's true, it ain't bragging.
Well, thank you. But yes, it's my biggest hint is why would they get up and disappear unless they are going to do something?
Yeah, exactly.
And as you always say, it's just a question. We are asking that, how safe do you feel today knowing that more than 700 unknown Afghans are out there where we don't know who they are, where they are, and what they're planning? It's a genuine question.
Absolutely. Particularly, again, when you know who let them in the airport and who let them on the airplane. All right, let's go to this screenshot here. Again, another great article by our friend Robert Spencer. Michigan. Judge throws out female genital mutilation case against Muslim physicians. Without getting too graphic, Annie, can you tell our audience when we say female genital mutilation, we're talking about what's done to little girls often without any anesthetic or any medicine to numb these girls. And this is a very cruel, cruel practice, is it not?
Yes,
and
it
painful.
Is. It... Go ahead.
And painful?
Well, yes, it's painful. It's inhuman. It's Islamic. For anyone who thinks this is a cultural thing, no, it's an Islamic thing. It's a teaching of Islam, Sharia. And it's also a system of control. The reason under Sharia girls get mutilated is to control their urges. So they can never bring shame to the family because they don't have the urge to go and bring shame to the family.
And what age is this mutilation done to these girls?
Pardon me. To be honest, there is no, just like any other torture for girls, there is no exact age, but normally between ages of 6 and 10 is when majority take place. Hmm. But there are cases, especially in African Islamic countries, that as young as 2-3 weeks old and as old as, well, 20, 25 years old.
Now, when a Michigan judge throws this case out against Muslim doctors, Islamic doctors in Michigan doing this, and the judge throws this out, this is a perfect example of America caving to Sharia. Of course, not to mention the human rights violations. I mean, where are the liberal human rights groups? Where are the feminists?
Where are the Me Too movement?
What's that?
Where are the Me Too movement?
Exactly. People? Where are the feminists, Annie?
Well, we don't have many feminists. I consider myself a feminist, but we have a lot of feminazis out there, sadly. And if you remember, let's plug your documentary here, The Siege documentary that you kindly allowed me to be featured in it. I did mention that it's not long until our justice system will bow to Sharia, and here we are. Mm-hmm. Shortly after, what, three years later after I said it, the judge is allowed, and let's make sure your audience understand, this was a female Muslim or Muslima doctor who was performing female genital mutilation on Muslim girls, mainly ages between 6 and 8, in Michigan. Some of these kids were brought all the way from Minnesota to Michigan, and she is walking away free, and the clinic is staying open. an American judge just dropped all charges against the clinic, against the surgeon, and the rest of the staff, and all the parents who took their kids into that clinic. Where is Children Protection Services?
And yet parents that spanked their kids, and I don't mean beat their kids, spanked their kids, have been in trouble in this country. Parents that want to raise their kids and not get them vaccines, certain vaccines, because they believe they are harmful and contain bad things. These parents can be looked at Child Protection Services, but a judge is going to protect the parents and the doctors that do this to the children. That's not considered abuse, but if a parent dares to provide corporal punishment to a child or other things, we've seen parents actually be in big trouble with the social services.
Well, listen, there was a case of a dear friend of mine that Children Protection Services showed up at her house saying that her kid is unhappy because she's taking him to the church.
Mm-hmm.
So if we want to raise our kids good Christians, if we want to introduce them to Christianity, Bible, and the church, we get a visit. But if under religious protection, we mutilate our little innocent kids, oh, that's all right. That's a cultural thing. We got to bend over backward, make sure we don't offend them because we don't want to be Islamophobes, right?
Right. And of course, the traditional definition of a feminist, Gloria Steinem, Betty Friedan, anti-family, anti-father, many of them open Marxist. When you say you call yourself a feminist, what you're saying is you're for civil rights of women. That's what you mean by that, right?
Honestly, no, not even that. I don't know what's the word, one word for it, but I am fighting to free enslavement of women and girls under Sharia, whatever the name might be for that.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't believe, in America, for example, not only we have equal rights, but I would say, to be honest, somebody needs to start fighting for men's rights because we have more rights than you do.
Well, you're definitely not a feminist then, so we gotta help you find a better word. Really what you're for is common sense. You're for civil rights, common sense, human rights, and equal treatment under the law.
Exactly.
Which is in the Constitution, equal treatment under the law. That's why Lady Justice is blind.
Why I love our Constitution.
Yeah. Give your website, Annie.
Well, my website is liveuptofreedom.com. liveuptofreedom.com. But I do want to add two more things if you have time.
Yeah, go ahead.
One, I was listening in with your previous guest, and aside the fact that she is gorgeous, beautiful, classy, and smart, but she mentioned something really brilliant that people think we're paranoid to think they all want to kill us. I just want to say this on her note and my note when I say Islamization. Remember, people, as long as we're not going to learn from history, they are learning from history. When they're learning, as we will keep on denying the bitter reality that there are people out there who will do evil. But remember, Nazi Germany killed millions of Jews. Nobody believed it until it was done. Do we really want to let history repeat itself while we wait in complete bubble of denial that no way somebody want to kill us all? There are many and many out there who have no problem pulling the trigger and killing all of us who love freedom. We love our humanity, and especially in America, we love our country. Please wake up. Number two, on the good news, if you are on social media, you can now officially take the fight to the battlefield of Facebook and stand up for Mike Lindell, hero of our time, and support Frankie Speech and Lindell TV by following Lindell TV Facebook page on facebook.com/LindellTV, all one word. Go over there, show your support, start following the page and share all the posts out, because we cannot let Facebook silence heroes like Mike Lindell, Brennan House, Diamond and Silk and every other person who is showing up on Frank's speech to tell you the truth.
I'm so glad you brought that up. And folks, we're so excited to add Annie. She does some work for me over at WVW-TV. She's now doing some work with Lindell TV. So Mike and I are keeping her very busy. Plus, she has her own projects with her own website, liveuptofreedom.com. But I want you to give that because you just got that going and running. And you want everyone to go join tonight the brand new Lindell TV Facebook page. What is it again?
Facebook.com/LindellTV, all one word.
Facebook.com/LindellTV. Go join it, go like it, spread it all over the place, right, Annie?
Yes, and make sure to invite your friends to like the page. Let's blow up the page. Ironic, a Middle Eastern saying that word. Let's make the page big and let's show Facebook that we stand for the truth.
Absolutely. Thank you, Annie. Let me know how the numbers go on that, because I'm counting on the folks that are listening tonight to go do that. So let me know later tonight how the numbers go after this appearance.
Absolutely. I'll give you updated numbers tomorrow morning.
Awesome. Thank you. Annie Cyrus checking in, and her page is liveuptofreedom.com, liveuptofreedom.com. But indeed, like that brand new page she just got going for us, facebook.com/LindellTV.